Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
It is fresh out of quarantine. We are allowed to have 10 or less people in one place at a time or more. I am Trebuchet, your host, alongside the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everybody? Woo! I am out of quarantine. I am out of my mind. But I have the Undisputed Championship of the World.
That is true.
Fucking it.
Pass the goods. Next to me, the former champion.
Oh my god. You are maybe the shortest reigning Undisputed Champion of all time. The one and only Alex Plotkowski.
Tell him how it happened, Trev.
I got robbed. That's how it happened. You didn't even say anything. I got robbed.
You see, he had a almost perfect card for Money in the Bank, WWE pay-per-view. We've all heard of it. They were climbing the tower, if you will. And Alex Plotkowski is the only person among all of our friends that picked both Money in the Bank winners.
He had Otis and Asuka, which was impressive.
So he was, like, the Undisputed Champion. Yeah. But Chad Showtime Schultz, because it was Money in the Bank, won the Money in the Bank briefcase. And he decided to cash it in on the one Alex Plotkowski. And it didn't work out in the champ's favor. What happened, Alex?
What happened is SummerSlam 2013, when Daniel Bryan went over on John Cena. And then that sneaky snake, Randy Orton, decided to sneak his way in and cash in on me. And
I'm a snake. I'm a slippery snake.
I lost. Also, I'm pretty sure we're breaking some sort of law right now, because it's supposed to be, you could extend your groups, but you're still supposed to socially distance, and I don't think there's 6 feet between all of us right
there
now.
There has to
but
be.
But you know what?
It's the bunker.
It's the bunker.
Wait,
we're fine.
Hold on.
Everything's sanitized.
Yeah, close enough.
We're in a bunker. There are no germs in here. Closest thing we have is Nate Dogg.
Yeah. Speaking of, to my left,
the one and only NYD!
NYD! NYD!
The junk food dog.
Woofy woof woof. I got my Fanta and my gummy worms and my happiness, and it's gonna be a wonderful
my Fanta, my gummy worms, and my happiness. Well, look what the Nate dog dragged in.
Yeah. Woofity woof woof.
That is the one and only Robert Space Force.
Sir, Brian Lathrop trying to come through the door too.
He's downstairs.
Okay.
We're about to knock over GoTech Industries over here.
That's right.
GoTech!
We are about to be at 10 people immediately here, you guys.
I'm saying,
so,
it's not in here.
But so last but certainly not least, in the other corner, social distancing, the one and only Iron Mike Bustler!
To avenge my client's terrible, terrible accident at Money in the Bank when this rigged card game over Zoom, which everybody knows Zoom is a scam to begin with.
Roy had the cards. It was out of my hands.
Yeah, this is not just.
What do we call it? The Montreal screw job.
And it stinks to high heaven of the authority, aka GoTech. Who else would mess with who would doctor my screen to make it look like I was seeing things I wasn't seeing besides GoTech?
You want to just have an acid flashback, dude. No, dude.
I did drink about 12 beers that day, but I did see that there was a wart going on.
So, Iron Mike, I got to ask you, how do you feel about Tyson being at the AEW event tonight? He's going to crown the new television champion.
I don't know. I think they're kind of setting us up that if he doesn't do something, it's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
I actually hope he can't show up and Iron Mike Sharp shows up.
Well, they're going to have to call
Iron Mike. You were third. If Iron Mike Sharp couldn't be there, they're going to call you.
They're going to weekend at Bernie's event.
Would you notice?
But no, what I was going to say is, like, they're really kind of damned if they do and damned if they don't, because if they have him do something, it's going to be, they're just reworking the exact thing he did with Stone Cold and
WrestleMania 13.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's really, what's a creative way to not disappoint people with this?
Didn't Mike Tyson come back for, like, the DX reunion and punch somebody, too? Like,
he rejoined DX, as a member of the team.
That
was the work in the beginning.
Yeah, he turned on DX and then joined Stone Cold, but when he came back, he was just a tag team partner.
What's the Miz?
Oh, sure, we'll go with that. First
time, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember. Nobody cares. Kevin Federline. We'll go with that.
But so, yeah, either way, it's just going to seem like kind of rehashing the past or why is he here?
Right.
And I'm a huge Mike Tyson fan.
Well, I think he's here to promote his cartoon. I think that
his adult cartoon. And his he's going for a comeback.
They're talking about him and his.
Oh, is he fighting Holyfield?
Yeah,
I heard
him
that.
Holyfield
he's
is fighting
in great shape,
dude. They got a grandpa fights. They're opening up a new title. It's called the Grandpa Titles.
I don't know. I still wouldn't want to get
man. The TNA Legends title has gotten way out of hand.
I never thought I'd be back here. Worth a damn, but.
I watched a video of him training. It looks nasty, dude.
He can still punch.
But,
he knocked the fucking shit out of Ed Helms. Like, let me tell you.
But he's not anywhere near the best boxer in the world.
No way. Stay away from his right hand, you're fine.
Even a professional boxer at this point, he's not really even at that point.
But he's not water all the way. He had a Broadway musical at one point.
That one-man show was actually really good.
Now, do you guys think Don King is rolling with him again?
No. Don King is like 110 years old.
The only thing keeping Don King alive is like money from boxers inject the strain to his veins.
Exactly.
He's got like an IV drip of boxer money he stole.
Instead of money curing his AIDS, it's keeping him alive.
Did you guys see?
Does Don King? Hold on, before we go, did you just imply Don King has AIDS? Because I don't. The views stated by members of the podcast are their own and no way related to the Undisputed Podcast of the World or Goad Tech.
Send your hate mail at Goad.
Yeah. Make sure you do that.
Has anybody seen his cartoon?
I've seen a couple of the clips.
I enjoy it.
It's very funny with Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. They air commercials during Rick and Morty, so I've seen those. But it looks entertaining. Mike Tyson's always been just... He looks
character.
Like he should be a cartoon.
Yeah, he's a character. He's an absolute character of a human being, and he's awesome.
Yeah, I think he got to just like, all right, I'm kind of a joke, so like just laugh at me.
Right. Yes, like the way I talk and all those things.
Yeah, he got very good at like, okay, I'm not intimidating anymore, but I can still be entertaining.
Yeah, and even the cartoon itself is making fun of himself. It's because he was like known that he raises pigeons.
Yeah.
And, like, in the cartoon, he's a pigeon.
That's awesome.
Now Kith.
Yeah, now Kith.
But side note, guys, I don't know if you have been following me on Twitter, but Jim Ross, the voice of wrestling, has written my name in ink and signed his book to your pal, Jim Ross, to Trebuchet, in ink right here. That's under the black hat right there, Robert Space Force. It's pretty dope.
I was going to get
And now I got to learn how to read.
Looks pretty.
So.
Don't worry, we can teach you.
That's right.
We have the technology.
I was going to get that graphic novel Cornette put out and have him sign it, but he shut his store down.
No, it's back up again.
Is it back up now?
It's back up again. I checked just for you. I was looking for tennis rackets, and he didn't have any for sale. Like, what the hell?
It's just, what's the point?
So I'm just waiting for my signed copy on Audible.
Hey, Platt, do you like Lando? Because you're drinking Colt 45. I'm just curious. Like,
it works.
Okay. Nate, Doug, do you have the AEW card pulled up? Because it is Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
Double or Nothing.
And I spent $50 on this, you guys.
Yeah, we actually ordered a wrestling
on Bleacher Report. I feel like it's 1998.
Exactly.
Like, it's amazing.
Speaking of entertaining people doing entertaining things, has anyone else seen the Big Show Show yet?
No.
Is it
good? This seems not entertaining at all
for me.
I watched Beyond the Mat on Netflix. That's as far as I got. You never know when you're going to get booked.
It's definitely childish, but it's actually quite charming and wonderful. I love the Big Show.
You are also childish. So. I guess it. The shoe
fits. I thought you were gonna say wonderful too. I really thought you were gonna put him over.
He hesitated on that.
I ain't burying him, but I ain't putting him over either.
For our first match of the evening for the tournament final for the inaugural AEW TNT Championship, Cody with Arn Anderson and Brandi Rhodes versus Lance Archer with Jake Roberts.
I've liked seeing Jake do promos.
Did you like Jake with the snake again? He covered Brandi with that snake.
That was That was in like so creepy.
I liked it a lot. It brought me back to the 80s. It really did. Is Rick Rude going to come out here with somebody on his junk? Because I'm going to love this.
A little rapey, too.
Yeah. I mean, the way he is
also,
now.
Animal rights nightmare, dude. He stepped on it for a second while he's.
He did step on it.
Didn't he kill like multiple of those snakes back there? He just left in his trunk to freeze to death?
He is an absolute pedo nightmare. If he was any more famous, if he didn't embarrass himself more than PETA could, they would have been all over.
He's
quoted as, "That's a beautiful animal."
He's like, "PETA, you want to play 21? I got 22. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Wait, what about this work where I cried when my snake died?" The fake I sat on.
Jake doing promos is terrifying, though. Like, anything he says is just like,
he's so good at
like,
it.
Like, he could come up to me and ask, like, "Do you want to come out for a cup of coffee?" "No, you're going to murder me."
He's got the same intensity he had 25 years ago.
Robert, when you have enough power, you can speak softly, and the whole world will still listen.
But, yeah, I think the only way I can see Lance Archer not winning this is Mike Tyson shenanigans.
I've got Cody.
Okay, Cody.
Lance Archer, he's just Tyson too good. Like, he's been booked too much as a beast.
Watch the server.
Yeah, GoTek.
I have a feeling
that Cody goes over, though, for a couple reasons.
What
is
that?
The biggest reason is because he can't challenge for the AEW title anymore.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I feel that's exactly
They got to give him something.
I think it's
going
to be...
I'm going Lance Archer because they usually put new guys over with new titles. Yeah. Cody will be the second television title champion.
I really think Cody's going to get it. I think it's going to lead to Cody holding it for a while, a la Rob Van Dam with the ECW TV title.
No way.
And MJF's going to win the world title.
No.
MJF, eventually they will have their rematch title versus title.
Hear me out. Dustin is screwing Cody tonight.
So, all right, that's what I was going to say, is if either way, I don't think that there's going to be a really clean win.
No, I think it's
going to be some sort of shenanigans.
And it might not be intentional, but I think it's going to be Jake trying to do something, and then a classic, he hits Lance on accident or something.
I think Lance Archer's going to try to protect him as much as possible, and whoever he feuds with after this, he's going to destroy.
Or thinking like this way, Mike's gonna hit Jake, and that's gonna distract Lance.
I can see that. I can see that being a thing. Yeah, Cody gets ready to roll up. No, that's
brain.
Not make the thing just a copy of what WWE.
No, and Mike come down to the ring. Yeah,
and
right.
Explode.
Mike punching the shit out of Jake Roberts. That'll fucking be viral.
Jake just gets up on the ring one too many times. All of a sudden, Mike just turns around.
Yeah, he's still in the crowd. He's still behind the guardrail and just hits him one time.
See, I want Tyson to be like 1, 2. What comes next?
Three.
I mean, part of me really would love to see Arn Anderson hit a spine buster on Jake Snake Roberts.
Dude, that's not
going to happen. I don't think either of them are cleared to take bumps. I know Arn's not.
They were 6 feet apart on Dynamite for a reason. They're not going to get closer than 6 feet. They're both on that.
But that's part of the reason why, like, Arn was able to hit one on Shawn Spears during their match, because it's like,
I had heard that even like any physical interaction Arn is doing at this point is at his own risk, because he cannot get a doctor to clear.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with him. He's got something that's not right.
He's 105 years old. He's an old wrestler.
Lifting a man will break him in half.
He has like a spine neck thing.
I thought he had like an injury.
He was around when the Dead Sea was only 6. He's really old.
But that should be a very, very good match.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of the best matches on the card.
Well, because Cody delivers.
Which leads us to...
I disagree a little bit. I thought him and Darby Allin did not do a good match.
Well,
I think that Cody and Darby bring out the worst in each other.
I like
Cody away from Darby, and I like Darby away from Cody. I think when they're together, they do too much, and their stuff in the ring doesn't make sense together.
I thought if anybody liking a time limit draw would be...
I like the time limit drop finish on the first one. I like that finish.
I like the coffin drop and then the roll up.
I'm talking
pay-per-view
Cody. Since AEW has started, has Cody had a bad pay-per-view match?
Oh, no. Cody has been the pay-per-view guy.
And the one with Dustin for Double or Nothing last year with us.
MJF might have been his worst match, and that wasn't a bad match.
No.
No, that was the worst you say about that. It was a little bit disappointing. Like,
But at the same time, it's like,
yeah, everybody, they can't all, Cody's been killing it, they can't all be amazing.
I suspect this match will be a little bit of a clusterfuck. Classic, kind of like WWE-style interference, kind of an overbooked style.
Oh, if anything, it's going to be WCW-style with all the interference.
Before the NWO.
Wait, so Soul Train Jones is going
to
come out?
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Rob the cat show off. So to this party.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Nate,
for our second match of the evening, MJF versus Jungle Boy.
I like Jungle Boy, but I'm picking MJF because he's better than you!
Yeah.
And you know it, Nate Dogg.
You gotta love Lil Perry.
Gain from Jungle Boy winning.
Rest his father. But
MJF's going over.
Yeah, just adds fuel. Yeah.
I honestly think we may get MJF.
He's better than ever. He's more than 100%.
I think we may end up getting MJF Wardlow versus Jurassic Express at some point. I can see that happening.
I can see that. Yeah.
Hopefully MJF.
Yeah, you got one right behind you. Just pull that, and then
I don't expect this to be a clean finish. I think it's going to be wonky.
Is there one more behind your head there, Iron Mike?
Oh yeah.
I really hope there's not too much shenanigans for MJF beating Jungle Boy. I don't think he should.
If anything,
should
be the ring spot.
Yeah, but shouldn't. He shouldn't need to. Shouldn't be in too much danger.
And I still think no matter what, Jungle Boy's over like Rover no matter what.
Oh, yeah, I don't think losing to MJF is
a good thing.
Jungle Boy is in that position where he's over and he can lose as much as he wants and he's still not going to not be.
Everybody loves him.
He's in the Hurricane spot.
Yeah.
The Hurricane was always popular.
The Hurricane beat the Rock.
Always, like, the Hurricane could challenge for the Intercontinental title any week and it'd get over.
He's better than The Rock.
He didn't need to win.
Jungle Boy is such a pure babyface. You want your babyfaces to struggle.
Yeah, exactly. And gains nothing from winning.
He needs as many losses as they can, good, memorable losses as they can get.
I mean, he had that match with Jericho on Dynamite, and that was a great match.
Yeah.
So then when he gets his glory moment, you're like, oh, we've seen him work so hard for this.
110% behind
now
him.
Now we're excited for it.
As much as we already know what MJF's character is, we haven't seen him do a ton of cheating.
That ring is going to come into play tonight. He's going to hit somebody with that.
They've done a good job of not overexposing him in the ring.
He
seems special when he's wrestling.
He's way better talker, and they're highlighting that. And they're hiding him in the ring because he's probably not where he's the best.
Yeah. No. I mean, he's still a really young guy. So
But they do have room for him to be embarrassed, basically. Yeah. You know, with the classic heel stuff where I talk about how great I am, and then somebody just beats me clean.
Yeah.
Or the only time I'm winning is when I'm cheating. I'm hitting somebody with my ring or whatever. Definitely going to see him punch with the ring or whatever. That's a spot we've seen once or twice before.
Yeah.
But it's a good one. Fits his character.
Either that or he's shoving it down his throat like Hacksaw Jim Duggan Diamond Dale's pay style.
In our next match of the evening for the AEW World Championship, Jon Moxley defends his title against Brody Lee.
Oh my, I have been loving Brody Lee so much.
You took the title. Gosh. Are you okay with a thief? Are you okay? You signed it up for a thief?
I think Mox is going to win.
Did you steal that one?
Who's it?
This is Adam Cole.
But, you know, aside from me loving both the characters, Moxley's coming out.
Moxley's the thief, too. He stole Jericho's $750,000 car.
No, Jericho gave it to him.
He did not.
Yeah, I got Moxley as well.
It's one of those. I wish he too early.
I wish he didn't have the title. I think that Jericho's just
I think that Brody Lee's going over here. I think that he needs it more than Moxley does.
Moxley never needed it. That's what they've done for him at all.
Whether it's Jon Moxley or whether it's Dean Ambrose, I've always felt like his weakest stuff is when he's holding a belt. Well, I like him chasing way more than I like him defending.
He's, what do you call, like, those eccentric characters? He's not a traditional wrestler. He's a bar-fighting, street-tough guy who comes from the... Like, The Undertaker, whatever. What does The Undertaker need a belt for? He's an undead, whatever. He's not just a wrestler who's competing.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't look for the paycheck.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
he wins it because he can, not because
he's a badass. And he should just be doing badass stuff. And, caring about a tournament is not very bad.
I just think
caring about a championship.
I think that the Dark Order needs that title way more.
It is
the holy prize. You can hold it up.
Oh, so I agree with you that
Moxley's
like probably going to lose.
Because Brody Lee's like, I'm not a cult leader, but if he wins that title, it's going to be very cult-like, so they're going to swerve you guys.
They need it certainly more than Moxley needs it, but I still wish the Inner Circle still had it.
I think Moxley's going to win, but he's going to get beat down
by the inner
circle. Again, will not be a clean win.
Well, I thought I wanted the inner circle to have it too, but Jericho is supposed to be with Fozzy right now. Oh, and then COVID happened, so.
Yeah. I'm not,
like you said, he's always Le Champion. Don't worry about that.
I like that gimmick too. Like, you think I need a belt to be the champion? Nothing to do with that.
I'm not mad at Brody Lee as an individual talent. The Dark Order is probably the worst team in pro wrestling
Right now. Is Luke Harper going to come to the Dark Order? Do we think that?
The last couple times I've seen it, I have not been
Air Pro.
No.
I read some quip about this, but I can't remember exactly what it said, but it made it seem like no.
No, you don't think Eric Rowan's going nowhere?
Yeah, no.
The thing to remember, though, is those two had a hell of an IC feud. If their match quality can be what their IC matches were, in for a hell of a
You're
match.
Talking about Dean Ambrose versus...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Well, because even if you go back further when they were originally John Moxley and Brody Lee back in CZW, those two killed each other.
Yeah,
killed each other. This is also back when Moxley
early stuff is insane.
Yeah, he was like 180 pounds. He was so skinny. I just know they're...
Are we going to see some violence
their
stuff?
Their ladder match was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Their ladder match was so
good. You think we're for some violence?
What are the stipulations on this match?
Nothing.
There are no rules.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
That's why I think Moxley's going to win the match.
Wait, is it a no rules match?
No, it's a single.
No,
match.
It's just standard.
That's why
standard
I think Moxley's going to win.
Oh, so then it will, yeah.
Because I think it'll build to something.
They get the beat down.
No, I
can
see.
Then we get the violence.
I could see there being a death match down the road for the
a
two.
A classic blow off, like a death match is the end of it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be. I don't think it's going to be a decisive win. It'll probably be. It's not the last time they're fighting.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's also you don't want to take the belt off Moxley this soon.
It's his first defense.
His second
pay per view defense.
Yeah.
Who did you defend it against before?
We saw that at Revolution, didn't we? Or is that
that's
where
he
won?
That's
when
he won.
There was he defended against.
Did he beat Jungle Boy or
on Dynamite?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they built that match for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So I think a beatdown afterwards would make sense. They take the title again, and then it's like, all right, at whatever the next pay per view for All Out would be the next pay per view. In September?
I'm not sure what order they're going to do.
It's going to be Bash at the Beach again, isn't it? Right? I'm pretty sure.
If they can get the rights. If they can get the rights.
Do any of those.
That's what they said. They're going to be War Games. Like.
Yeah, I guess.
It's the match beyond.
No, but Cody specifically said. He's like, I pull trademarks for shit all the time. It doesn't mean that I'm going to do another Bash at the Beach or whatever. It's like half of it is I'm trying to get my fucking everything my dad created back.
Yeah,
like,
right.
No, he does seem to really care about getting all those like trade. Like he seems to.
It's a legacy type of thing.
A sentimental value to him.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things. I don't think it bothers him if it doesn't get it back, but it's like
he's making an attempt to at least do
it. Yeah, he's like it's still rightfully in my family's name.
I can't
wait.
She
doesn't even have his name, so
I can't wait for Cody to own NXT.
Apparently, he can use it. I was reading. He said that he can call himself Cody Rhodes if he wants to. When he was in Japan, he couldn't, and he was just Cody, and he's taken a liking to just being Cody. But apparently, he can. He has the.
I still think that's the way he challenges for the AEW championship at one point. That contract that he signed that he couldn't challenge for it again is Cody can't challenge for it again, but Cody Rhodes can!
The swerve is that somebody's going to demand that he does it.
That being said.
Like, not that he's going to be, I don't want to do it, but this
that,
guy
well, that's
demands.
What I think when he's the TNT champion, I think they...
That's when MJF...
Whoever's world champion and MJF, I think it'll be MJF as world champion.
Uh-huh.
I think for whatever reason... They'll be like, all right, you get one shot at it, but it's a TNT title as well, and that'll be his way in. Or he might give up the TNT title to get a shot at the world, to like, I'll give you a shot at it if you vacate your title.
Yeah, I want to move up. Yeah.
Speaking of a chance at the World Championship, our next match on the card is the Casino Ladder Match.
Oh, Casino Battle Royal was a major favorite last year of everybody.
Current participants include Darby Allin, Colt Cabana, Orange Cassidy, Joey Janela, Scorpio Sky, Kip Sabian, Frankie Kazarian, Luchasaurus, and everyone's favorite, TBD.
I really think I have two options for who that TBD answer is going to be. It's either going to be Zack Ryder or Rusev.
Shit. It's not going to be either of them because it hasn't been 90 days yet.
There's no 90 days on most of those guys.
Yeah.
It was 30 days for the NXT guys. Mm. It was 90 days for everybody else that was released.
unless your contract was up, but none of their contracts were up. So I'm thinking
a few more.
Gulag's was,
but Gulag's didn't resign. Gulag's didn't resign.
My understanding was the Revival didn't have a no compete on their
because there's their contract.
Were they just right loving this up right now?
I'm loving this shit out.
Look how mad they are.
Yeah, the Revival, their contract's up. Okay. That's why I'm thinking it's going to be Chris Hero.
I think Chris Hero's going to get shot at it. That seems like a good.
Well, they got to reinforce the ring. You know how many times ropes. But no, I think what's going to happen is they're going to start a countdown during it, and then Chris Jericho is just.
It's the champion.
Or they could do something safe like Jeff Cobb.
Jeff Cobb would be safe.
Seems like it's
gonna be Pineapple Pete. I'm gonna fucking hate it.
Christopher Daniels would be safe.
I'll hate that.
Well, they're not gonna
Scott Hall with a taser.
I'll hate that even more.
Billy Gunn, I think
Billy Gunn's kid.
But I don't really think this is as much of a pro wrestling work is as that as much as it like fuck. Can we get all these people together? Like Ray dropping out was.
Ray Phoenix was
so. I did not catch last week's AEW. I was asleep.
Fair enough.
What happened to Ray Phoenix?
Britt Baker too.
I was going to ask about all the injuries.
Britt Baker heard about fucked her knee up.
Ray Phoenix fought Orange Cassidy.
Like she kept.
That's what happened. Well, not making it up.
Ray Phoenix was doing a like.
Orange Cassidy kicked his ass. With his hands in his pockets.
I mean, it was actually a very very good match.
It was good.
Freshly squeezed.
But Ray Phoenix would. Went to do like a dive.
Oh, was it that spot he got hurt on where he shorted the jump?
Yeah. And it's one of those like he won't be out for a long time. They're like he'll only be out a couple today. Weeks. But they're just like, hey, we don't want to risk it. Like he could probably go tonight.
Is it? But it's a precautionary.
And I feel like every wrestler in the world
it's a ladder match.
Like, I'm not really risking to injure myself further for this.
Yeah,
like,
for no fans.
In 2 months, I'm going to start getting my merch checks back. I'm going to start getting housed, fucking get part, a percentage of the gate, you know, all that different stuff.
Not to mention that you get a pop from the crowd when you come out.
That
like,
alone.
So
that
that's
alone.
Why. So like,
but no, a lot of them got to be hurt.
I was really surprised that they were doing Edge Randy 2 with no fans.
Yeah.
But it makes me think that they're going to end up doing Edge Randy 3 at the first pay-per-view with fans back.
Yeah.
That'll be the rubber match.
But that was something
that'll be in Hell in a Cell.
You think Hell in a Cell will be the... I was thinking some... Yes, I was either thinking Hell in a Cell or they were going to do some other big, huge blow-off thing, but Hell in a Cell makes the most sense.
Yeah,
I'm saying
speaking of no disqualifications and no count-outs, our next match of the evening for the AEW Women's World Championship in a no disqualification and no count-out match, the champion Nyla Rose defends against Hiroko Shida.
Nyla Rose is so boring.
Next match.
She's the most boring thing in wrestling. I hate her.
I don't know which one more, Matt. We didn't even get through our picks that last match. You just murdered that poor girl's name.
Yeah. Well. That girl has a family.
The Joshi dog, everybody.
Jesus. What a gaijin, dude.
Gaijin.
Outside that part out.
Send your hate mail that goes.
Anyway,
Britt Baker's the only thing doing anything in the women's division. This is a silly match.
I did like her vignettes of her being in the dentist thing. DMD.
That was
dentist
amazing.
Medical. Yeah. Duh.
I think this will be a better match than we think because we're going into it with such Britt low Baker? Expectations.
That's what I'm saying. Aside from her, who
Statlander's
the fuck is
growing, but not growing. I didn't say over.
We're talking about
Britt,
about AEW here.
Britt Baker is the only NXT woman that I think has any star.
Yeah,
power
they
right
tried
now.
To do that big thing with Brandy, and they just
oh,
chopped.
Oh, Brandy!
They chopped
so
because they knew it didn't work, and it was like the same thing as the Dark Order, just not as entertaining.
But yeah, I feel like they haven't put a ton of time into it. They don't have the talent that they do.
So I'm really...
No,
so
NXT's
my,
where all
my
the
hope,
women went.
My hope, right, for, the, my hope for the AEW Women's Division is that they cut a few pretty decent talents loose from WWE recently from the NXT Women's Division.
Yeah. Like,
I'm hoping they sweat them all up.
Candice LeRae.
No, Candice LeRae is still there.
What's her name?
I got Deonna.
Rachel Ellering,
Deonna Purrazzo are two huge names. I think they could very easily be women's champion in there today.
Yeah.
So I think that... AEW's women's division, if they're willing to
grab a couple of stars up, yeah. I think could be good.
Because right now it does not.
It is not worth the TV time.
I think boring Nyla Rose is going to keep the title.
I think Robert is pulling no punches. He is over this.
I agree. It's a very boring. Well, they
just seem I'm the queen bee in the shut up.
They also just need more story time and like more promo. Like they, it's not. They're not booked well either.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
Because Kenny Omega can't book or work match psychology.
And it's just not match psychology. It's just the pool just isn't there. And I think what's happening right now is it's basically a courtesy is that you can't not have it.
Yeah.
You have to have it.
I understand why AEW had a women's division from day one that it's been so much better without it.
Yeah, Brianna, or whatever her fucking name is, Belair, with the EST, that girl,
Bianca Belair,
is fucking crushing every other at that level, like NXT level.
But they had to go and lower the NXT women's division by giving the title to Charlotte.
What do you mean by that? Charlotte's better than any of those NXT women, and she doesn't need to
Bianca
be on the main
moved up
roster
the main roster, I thought.
Yeah, she was doing some stuff with
She's bouncing around everywhere.
But
it just makes
Bianca, I thought
non-interest.
I thought Bianca was good, and then her rumble showing was like, oh my god, she's the next big thing.
And obviously, they have. I think Charlotte going back to that is a good idea.
I think so too.
I think she's the best worker in the female division.
I think it was a good idea. Charlotte was theory, and then Becky got knocked up, and they were like, "Fuck!"
That's a good point. I think that Charlotte was getting stale in main roster. Having her go down to NXT was good. New matches for her with a veteran for the girls
because
down there to work
had
with.
Stars
but
on
yeah,
this show.
But with Becky now gone, my guess is Charlotte will be back on the main roster sooner rather than later.
Yep. See, yeah. I keep getting stoned and thinking it's 2013. I'm all like, see, there's nobody here. NXT's bad.
Yeah.
The Ascension? What?
Yeah, exactly. Ten.
Like, why is Sammy Callahan hacking computers?
Jesus.
Speaking of things nobody wants to talk about, Penelope Ford versus Chris Statlander.
I'm talking about Penelope Ford.
This was supposed to be Britt Baker's match because her and Statlander have been having a little bit of a feud. Not great, but it's been a little bit. And because Britt Baker's entertaining.
Statlander's not. Whatever happened to that?
I like
12, the 12-year-old
Statlander
girl,
is
Britt Baker,
not social distancing. She's
booping
out everybody.
The other
12-year-old.
She has a different.
She's an alien.
Immunity system. I think she is also Japanese, and I think she's also stuck in Japan right now.
Okay, that makes sense. Did they do anything with that after she did
no.
it? I thought it was the last I
no,
saw.
No, because
her.
They were going to build to it, and then all of a sudden all this shit happened. They're like, I'm stuck in Japan. Tough titty.
Yeah. I think Statlander's going over here.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's Ford.
I think Ford's pretty good, but Ford doesn't need to win.
And it'll help.
I mean, are they pushing Ford as a singles wrestler?
Well, Sabian's
going to be involved in this.
I think they will. She's probably the second most featured female talent.
Well, I mean, in the sense that she's also valeting for Kip Sabian. I figured that was going to be the
main role. But that's what I mean, is they're kind of like sharing their feuds, you know?
Yeah, I guess
whatever person is on Joey Janela's side or whoever, I'll fight the female, you fight the male. Like
yeah.
That.
Cole Caban is going to end up coming down the aisle. You know, like, Sabian, you need to stop. And Sabian's going to be like, you... Slap me last
man,
time.
He did,
I appreciate that.
Man, he did slap the shit out of him.
Well, I also wouldn't be surprised then if Orange Cassidy shows up, because the rumor on the interwebs is that Orange Cassidy and Chris Statlander are together as well.
Aww.
Yeah, because they're one's puts his hands in pockets, the other's from a different planet. Who the fuck knows?
She doesn't need pockets. Okay, I get it.
Exactly. Well, they were playing it on BTE like they liked each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a work.
And the
do you guys all watch Being Elite? Like, is that
Monday, baby?
Is that funny, would you consider? I don't find it funny, but would you consider that to be? I've watched a few episodes.
I don't think Being the Elite is essential.
Jim. Yeah, they this is stupid.
I don't think. My question is: would you consider that to be essential viewing to like for AEW? That was my question.
I don't think it is.
For a while, though, it almost seemed like,
and they're consciously getting away from that. Because
when AEW was first coming around, that's when I would watch a little bit of it. It seemed like it was.
There was so much
been jokes. It's always been jokes based on what's happening in wrestling.
Yeah, that's fair.
So like the one that I liked recently that they did the 200 where they made fun of the they made fun of the Cena
Bray Wyatt match.
Yeah, so they're like doing like a flashback, but it was Marty Jannetty putting or Shawn Michaels putting Marty Jannetty through the barbershop window. But it was like Matt versus Nick like fighting, and they're having these flashbacks. And then they do what was the other one? They do the Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels. The I'm sorry, I love you.
Yeah. The super kick.
Yeah,
it does enhance.
It's.
Because for a while, though, it was like
it's basically homework. Wrestling sketch comedy. Yeah. Like, yeah. It has nothing to do with anything. Yeah.
For a while, though, it was homework, which was annoying because
well,
it was like.
If you didn't watch
Dark, if you didn't watch Being the Elite, if you didn't watch The Road to Insert Town. Yeah. You'd be like, what the
when
fuck?
AEW,
did
the,
I miss?
The first. Before, actually, it was before even AEW even opened. I was trying to watch Being the Elite. I wasn't terribly liking it. Then when AEW started. They started AEW Dark, and I was like, I do not have the time to contribute to, like, watching all of, like, the outside AEW things as well as 9 hours
well,
of WWE.
Well, yeah, no, we watch real wrestling. We watch WWE.
I've also been watching Being the Elite since, you know, when it was just, when they were doing, like, 3-minute videos.
And then people are like, oh, you should watch NWA. I'm like, I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah, and then also Being the Elite, I watch it, like, the same as, like, Botchamania. Like, if I'm in the mood for
a 20 minutes. I used to watch that every week, and I can't, I just, there's so much fucking wrestling every week. I can't do anymore.
There is way too much content.
I would say that especially at this time right now, Botchamania is probably the best.
Oh, that's fair.
There's such like a really, there's a really
God
funny,
bless Matthew.
Good
Greg.
God, Jungle Boy. And it was something with the Jurassic Express. I can't remember. It was some dark match, but you know how they have the wrestlers in the crowd. Or
yeah.
He just botches this fucking Tope Suicida so bad. He like stops and then comes back and then hits the rope and then you see Jake in the on the laughing at him. And they obviously zoom in on Jake's face and like replay it and it's like Jake Corpson, call for the man.
What's the next match on the card there?
Yeah. The next match on the card is actually the pre-show match this evening. Nathan. Private Party versus The Best Friends.
For the number one contendership to the tag titles.
The Street Profits is their name?
They want the smoke.
We talking about the smoke right now?
I've got The Best Friends in this just because they've been so featured heavily on TV.
And
but
Orange Cassidy,
It's a real toss-up because it could go either way.
No,
is Orange Cassidy
like
in that ladder match?
I would imagine because of the pre-show, he'll come out with Best Friends.
With them.
Well, you know... He's not going to interfere, but he's going to steal the
He'll
spotlight.
Do something.
Yeah.
The Best Friends will probably win this. Orange Cassidy will probably lose that ladder match.
Yeah, I think judging...
Orange Cassidy ain't winning.
Judging by the matches that it seems like they want to be booking for the tag title matches, I think it'll be Private Party because I think they are more likely to have that
better not.
Crazy Young Buck style match than Best Friends. So I've got... Well, but again, Private Party has barely been on TV, so I see your point as well.
The reason I can see Private Party taking it is... Not to go back to Being the Elite, though. There's an angle on Being the Elite where the Hangman has been fucking with the Private Party.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, he's been fucking with him. Like, he called something in to fuck with him. It was like Pineapple Pete or some
of that's been on TV, too.
Yeah, just fucking with him. So I could see that, but it makes more sense. Because it doesn't say it's going to be... It's just a future tag title shot. It's not at a pay-per-view or something like that. Okay. So it could be, you know, Kenny and... Hangman versus Best Friends
on
Dynamite.
I'll ask another question, and I'm gonna, for the sake of this question, I'm gonna get Orange Cassidy.
Okay,
I get Orange Cassidy for the sake of this question. What are the best friend like? Where do the best friends fit in the company? Like outside of him, like it seems like he's definitely outshining them as far as being
over. He is, but
I don't. Do you see the best friends winning the tag titles? Or
no,
they,
no,
oh,
yeah, no.
They
no,
really because
they can work though. Chuck E. T.
The Shoe Guy ain't shit. Okay, the Shoe Guy ain't shit.
Chucky T and Trent are great workers.
They're comedy, they're comedy just as much as Orange Cassidy.
Beretta
can go.
Is
of course, yeah. But they all can.
But a mid-card rep.
They don't seem to be using Chuck Taylor as the comedy guy he is, though.
They
really bored.
Like
when
Shikara. When they hug and it zooms back.
That's my favorite thing. That's my favorite thing they do.
I think that spot is the only reason they're on TV. I think that's the only reason they're over at all.
Yeah,
the two of them.
But that was before, you know, they got that over again.
Yeah.
Like, that was already over in other companies.
It was over in Chikara. It was over in New Japan. It was over in obviously.
They put Orange Cassidy with them because in real life, they are roommates.
Oh, I believe that.
So, like, they're just the three comedy guys. They're the three stooges, basically.
They are. So you see Best Friends Last, and you see them just being the comic relief team.
Yeah, exactly.
You
don't, and because, like, in WWE or in traditional wrestling, it would be, like, maybe a singles wrestler that would do that. But, like, almost like a modern-day version of the Bushwhackers that are not just jobs.
No, I could see. If the argument is, like, that they're going to be, like, in the R-Truth spot, that makes sense to me. Yeah, I can see that.
It's just,
I couldn't quite nail down what they're trying to do with them.
They'll probably never be tag champs.
And we've grown so used to, like, just needing tag teams, like when WWE tries to put together a multiple tag team thing, it's always like, get some guy to put on a Sin Cara mask.
What are the Conquistadors doing right now?
What's Kalisto doing? Let's put two luchas together.
The idea of an actual tag team that's on television that's just there just to be a character, it has not going to win. Not going to be doing all that
stuff.
That's a great
point. That makes booking sense.
Yeah, and they've always tried to make tag team is going to be their thing.
That is true.
Tag team wrestling is at its peak in that company right now. There's no other promotion on the planet.
Yet. And that was their goal from the beginning.
Ugh, I don't agree with that at all. I think their tag team is trash.
I think they've got some okay stuff. I think Kenny Omega is the most overrated wrestler in the world.
We're going to leave that conversation.
We'll fight later. We got the whole paper we're going to go.
Yeah, we're going to leave
that.
Speaking
of the overrated Kenny Omega, our next match of the evening is Matt Hardy and the Elite versus the Inner Circle in a stadium stampede.
This is going to be my favorite match of the night.
Taped last night, and apparently everybody in the company thinks it's amazing. Now they're pretty known for sucking each other's dicks, so I don't know whether to...
That's wrestling, baby!
I don't know how much credit to give that, but apparently all the AEW guys are tickled about it. Is what I'm hearing.
I think sure Inner Circle's sure got
a lot
over
of ribs.
Here.
There's going to be a lot of inside jokes.
I don't know, man. Jericho and them destroyed that drone, man.
Which I think we get to see V2 tonight.
You think V2's coming?
We better see the dilapidated boat or Senior Benjamin.
I'll pop for it. I'm not going to lie right now. I'm fucking... We're just going to see Dixie Carter just throwing money at him. That's what we're going to find.
Well, because this match should be just fun. I think this is one of those where you're just like, you turn your brain off and you're just like, all right, let's just enjoy what we're watching.
You think we're going to see Hangman run across the football field again?
I hope so.
Do a buckshot lariat?
Because apparently the way this match set up is the ring's at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, I saw a picture of it. It looks ridiculous.
And then, they both start off on their end zone, and then they're
like the XFL or something.
I'm amazing.
Guys, I'm just going to say this right now. Outlaw Mud Show bullshit. Overproduced, convoluted, outlaw football field bullshit.
Double onion, double bacon, double mayo, motherfucker.
But right now, you gotta do stuff like that because everything else is so boring.
I'm so boring. I'm gonna love
watching two guys just wrestle. Doing good old-fashioned wrestling with no crowd.
It does nothing
for
me.
It's like watching the rehearsal of a play.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, I'm of the opinion pro wrestling shouldn't happen right now. Like, they should have just stopped. They should have done it.
Liv Morgan's doing great work right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
He is loving some Liv Morgan.
She
lately.
Has never been better.
Very lonely lately.
He'll just text me.
I have been in the bunker, guys.
He'll just text me too. I'm like, dude, Liv Morgan's fine as hell. I'm like, yeah, okay, Trev. Like,
I just read Liv Morgan's dating.
Trebuchet.
Yeah.
Tyler Bate.
Nobody knows who that is. That's my alias. Stop telling people that.
They're
about the same height.
Trebuchet's real name.
That's what I call myself when I masturbate.
Speaking of people's real names, our final match of the evening is Dustin Rhodes versus Sean Spears.
Which was the bit they did last week's Dynamite. It was Sean Spears in a suit and tie.
Yeah, he did like a news show.
Sean Spears.
He did the
Network.
News. Yeah. And SSN.
Yeah, he retired. Dustin Rhodes. He retired him, and then he brought him out of retirement to fight him on Saturday. Yeah. Which I was like, that's perfect.
He went meta as fuck.
Yeah.
He's super meta.
Sean Spears is great.
Yeah, I was just like, Dustin Rhodes is retired? What?
I don't know about you guys, but I was just really hoping that Randy's shoulder was healed up. like soon.
That's it. I know what you're doing. I know. Does anybody else get that joke? Is it just me?
Yeah.
And him?
Yeah. Okay. 2003.
Yes. Randy before two. Evolution.
Two team for me.
2002. Okay. 2002.
Damn it!
Right after they switched from F to E.
Yeah.
Get the F out. Yeah.
Because I think he'd been wrestling like 2 weeks and he blew his shoulder out.
Yeah. Yes.
We got back when he had the updates. Overdrive as a finisher.
the playmaker.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
I'm actually really happy to see MVP back.
Are we at final thoughts here?
Final thoughts.
All right, let's go final thoughts. Let's go to you, Chad. Because you're right there.
Hello. I was gonna say a couple things. First of all, overbooked outlaw football field bullshit. Football
field wrestler.
Second of all, happy to be your champion.
Suck a fat plot.
The belt is not even on the line because AEW is not real wrestling. Yeah. So
we gotta wait for Backlash.
We need like a TV title or something.
I wanted to hear that.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz, and I refuse to learn from my mistakes.
Woof.
Exactly, dude.
Okay. Final thoughts.
A plot. Yes.
I'm looking forward to the Stadium Stampede match just because, like I said, I'm going to turn my brain off and watch that and just have some fun. I'm excited to see who that ninth man is in that ladder match because I think that it could be somebody big. It could be...
The Nate Dogg!
Fucking kill me now.
Trevi J with the...
It could be Chris Daniels. It could just be nobody. Ladder matches are fun. Ladder matches are probably my favorite stipulation.
Well, Gotek's not here. It could be Gotek.
Wrestling, so... Yeah, and then, I got screwed. Montreal screw job.
We will get our revenge.
We will get our revenge.
Never.
And I will be in the Hall of Fame.
And then you get tackled by a trinket. <Yeah. laughs>
Listen. You listen to me, you go to the top. You're never heard from again.
Brett tackled Brett.
That's right.
All right.
Final Toss thoughts, Ryback.
I'm just excited to see some real wrestling with some real storytelling. And glad we all get to enjoy some AEW.
Fucking Chad and Ryan are about to fight.
They're going to fight or make out, one or the other.
Either way,
it's really hot in here. We're both really sweaty. You can only imagine the noise we'd make. when you stick a straw in a McDonald's cup, that's what that match would sound like.
Well, you can't wrestle dry, man. You got to get lubed up before you wrestle.
Dump the hair.
All right, final thoughts.
Nate Yard Dog.
Wolf. Oh my god, that was funny. Have a good one.
All right. Final thoughts, Iron Mike.
My final thoughts are that Gotek Industry is the authority. They created COVID-19. They fucking created the Montreal screw job. They are the fucking reason why I don't really like my life that much. But I'm excited to watch wrestling with my friends.
Final thoughts, Robert.
Man, send your hate mail at Go for that one. No, I'm just excited where... We're being legal and having a gathering of 10 or less people.
Yes.
And we can finally watch wrestling together. But AEW is just fun, so I think it'll be good.
I'll count myself as two, just to be safe.
I even got the hat.
Well, I am happy that we are here for a little bit of a watch party. Some wrestling and some almost entertaining wrestling. I spent $50 on this for you guys. And
it's all petite.
We're going to have ourselves some chicken wings. And I can't wait for Backlash.
Crab Rangoon.
When real wrestling is back.
And after this, we got Lost Season 9 still sealed.
That's right. The final season. So we'll see you guys after this. I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.